House Martins. Back at the old place, I see two house martins high up the gable wall. None had sought to settle there before, to spit their muddy puddles out to form a property. They preferred our neighbour's period roof, the protection, the liberty of ample decoration. The darkness there always was more generous, a homemaker's salvation. Pretty, but hurricane-proof. Now one further martin has flitted in. As darkness thickens, dusk's exhilaration thins. The three grip the rough cast. Steeped to good sense, they settle to survey, confer, to attest. They're squat little scraps at rest. From a blue-black sketch of a guest, they solidify to a delegation, a thorough inspectorate of doubt. No soul is about, I call softly, softly, less softly, not quite a shout. At last my daughter clatters out in pink, trademarked clobber. She stops, though, at this conspirator's look, steps a careful dance closer. Together, beneath our tired travellers, we restore looking's hush. A little later, as if a must, she flourishes her phone, yet she doesn't chatter. Rather, I see her capture digitally those soft angular shapes, if just as specks. For all the colour, she has no flash, no zoom. The eaves are empty when I visit next, early evening, late afternoon. The martins weighed that scant shelter's future. They must have measured probable tomorrow, or at least made the attempt. They must have debated at length. They'd paused. They'd decided against.